Kristen Mell is executive producer and CEO of Tello Films that focuses on stories for our lesbian community and is here to talk about her web series, Nikki and Nora, and give us her spin on her LGBT issues. Hi, Kristen.
Hey! I am so excited to be here chatting with you.
Tell us about Tello Films.
Tello Films is a site that is dedicated to brave, original content that is focused on making stories for the lesbian community. We have been around for 6 years and really started to gain some traction when we decided to really focus on what we call our premium content area. And so looking at the landscape of YouTube and Hulu and Netflix, and when you make projects for a niche audience, it's really hard to get the numbers of viewers to help fund and get advertisers and sponsors. So we realized about 2 years in that, you know, if we really wanted to make high quality content, we were going to need to put up a paywall. And so we started to really focus on fewer web series but higher quality and partnering with people out there who really wanted to also make content for the lesbian community but wanted to make a little bit of money on it. And so we are very generous to our content providers. And so 80% of our net subscription fees go back to the producers. We call them web residuals in order to help support them making more content. And so really we just want to make as many stories that are high quality as possible for our community.
Tell us about your web series, Nikki and Nora.
This is probably our most ambitious project that we have done to date, and we are so proud to be partnering with Nancy Lee Myatt and Paige Bernhardt and Liz Bassi and Christina Cox to making this. So Nikki and Nora was a pilot that was made back in 2004, and it was made for the UPN network, which now the CW, but it was made by Warner Brothers, and it was going to be, when it was shot, it was going to be the first major network project with a lesbian couple as the lead. And it ended up not getting picked up because in 2004, you know, it wasn't a great climate for the LGBT community. Bush won, defeated Kerry, and that was when all those anti-marriage amendments came out and people, you know, were voting to not allow gay marriage in their state. The political climate, the network didn't feel it was right to come out with this pilot, so they shelved it. And somehow, some wonderful person there leaked it on YouTube. Suddenly, it got this huge fan following. And people started writing fan fiction. And the great thing is, you know, Liz and Christina, the two leads who play Nikki and Nora, and Nancy Lee Myatt, all became really great friends through this process and always wanted to sort of work together again on something. And then Nancy Lee ended up doing kind of a spinoff called Lady Cops with Liz and Christina that was part of a three-way project. And so that kind of helped keep the fan group alive out there. And then eventually Nancy Lee had worked with us on Cowgirl Up, and she said, you know, let's look at what this might look like on the web. And so we adjusted the story a little bit, but still set it in New Orleans and still had the two leads, Liz and Christina. And so we're really proud that we're going to be the first company to distribute an unaired pilot that has been reimagined for the web. We did a Kickstarter campaign, and the Nikki and Nora fans were just amazing. We had a goal of 50,000 and ended up raising 65,000 just because the fans were so passionate about seeing this storyline continue. We're going to distribute it December 22nd, and the first episode's going to be up on our site.
What would you like to accomplish with this series?
Well, I think two things. I think number one, we want to let, you know, those people who were decision makers who ended up, you know, not have Nikki and Nora on network television, to show them that there is an audience, a vibrant, wonderful, passionate audience, in the hopes that they'll consider having more lesbian storylines in some of their projects. And so I think the first one is we're just excited to show that, you know, something that was made for the network can move and translate if there is an audience. And so we definitely want to show that there's a passionate and strong audience, you know, when they're lesbian characters. That's the first thing. I think the other thing, again, is just showing a positive, loving lesbian couple. which we don't get to see too much of in mainstream media. And I think it's really important for people out there, for young women who might feel disconnected or who might not see that in their everyday life. You know, I live in Chicago, and I'm very lucky to be in a city that's very supportive of the LGBT community, where I can go out and see positive portrayals of lesbian couples or gay couples. And not everyone gets to see that. You know, I grew up in the South, and being gay wasn't even on my radar because I didn't know any people who were gay. And I think though, while that's changing, there are still people who live that way, you know, who are sort of don't have that kind of example. And so we want to put something out that's a positive portrayal of a lesbian couple.
What is your personal commitment to LGBT civil rights?
Well, so Illinois just passed equal marriage, which was so exciting. And my wife and I have been very strong supporters. My wife is a politician here in Chicago. She was the first open lesbian to be elected to Illinois State Legislature. She now is serving as an alderman, and she's also the first open lesbian to be an alderman for the city of Chicago. And so on the House floor, my wife announced our engagement. At the time, civil unions wasn't even an option in Illinois, but Iowa had equal marriage. So this is the first time that someone who is a lesbian got up and announced a marriage for, you know, a gay couple. So that really prompted a lot of discussion and a lot of people starting to talk about, at least in Illinois, civil unions passed first. So the Chicago Tribune and the Chicago Sun-Times both had editorials come out in favor of gay marriage. And then Deb and I were featured on the cover of the Sun-Times after we did get married, because Deb was the first openly gay legislator to get married. And so we really had the opportunity to talk about the inequality that was happening. You know, here my wife can make laws and represent people in her home state of Illinois, but yet we had to go to Iowa in order to get married. So it really sparked a dialogue for people here in Illinois and a real recognition of how sort of weird that was, that there was inequality in our own state. And so we were so happy when civil unions passed. And then, as I mentioned, just recently, gay marriage passed. The governor signed the law. It starts in, I think, the end of June. People can now get a marriage license in Illinois. So we've been very committed and very open about our relationship. And my wife had breast cancer, and, you know, thank goodness we were married and civil unions were recognized in Illinois, because if anything happened, you know, I was there and I could legally make decisions for her. And, you know, in sickness and in health, that's a really serious concern for people, and everyone should have those rights and those opportunities. So we've been very active in the fight for equal marriage.
What was your reaction to the U.S. Supreme Court Prop 8 and DOMA rulings?
I cried. I was at the O'Hare Airport. I had just gotten off a plane, and my wife called me, and my wife was crying. Deb was crying, and I thought it was bad news. And I was like, honey, you know, I was trying to comfort her. I was like, it's going to be okay. You know, it's going to be okay. And she's like, no, it passed. It passed. And I just, not that my heart is small, but, like, you know, when the Grinch's heart grew, like, five times, like, I just felt like my heart grew that day when that happened. And to hear some of the justices talk about the inequality in these really wonderful ways, like, I believe it was Justice Ginsburg compared it to, like, skim milk and whole milk, the differences in the marriages. And so to hear intellectuals recognizing the inequality that we had really been living with and calling it out, I mean, it was just so amazing. And really, again, open the door to show the inequality. Because when we had civil unions but not marriage in Illinois, that became a real issue. There were some real, you know, rights that were not granted to people in Illinois that, you know, people in Iowa were getting because we didn't have marriage. And once DOMA passed, there were some real implications. So it was just a wonderful day where the Supreme Court was on the right side of history and equality, and it was just amazing.
LGBTQ teens are four times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers, and we continue to have numerous teens taking their own lives after facing bullying incidents. What advice would you have for these kids?
When you feel like you're so alone in those areas, there are so many places that you can go to, maybe not physically, but even, you know, a phone that you can pick up, or I would just encourage them to find as much support as they can. If they can't find it, you know, in their immediate vicinity, social media is at such a place that you can find advocates who can, you know, help get you through those times. There's so much support and additional processing that's needed. I think we as a community need to figure out how can we support our youth. We have a project on Tello, a narrative called The Throwaways, that's about LGBT homelessness, which is another issue in our community. And so I really think we need to start taking a look at how do we support our kids, how do we support LGBT youth, so that we can give them the resources when they are bullied or when they don't know where to turn to. So I'm hoping as a community we start to look at how we can support our young people a lot better.
How can people get information about Nikki and Nora and also Tello Films?
They can go to onemorelesbian.com, and we have some of our projects up on that. We merged with that company. They can go to the URL tellofilms.com. There's all kinds of things about Tello, and that's where they can find information on Nikki and Nora as well.
What other projects are you working on?
Well, we just got done with production on another project called Hashtag Hashtag, and it's all about dating and life in this sort of new social media world. And so it's, you know, kind of how people are finding one another online, how you navigate relationships in real life, and, you know, kind of in this new medium with your smartphone. And so it's really fun and funny. We are super excited to be partnering with Caitlin Berg and Laura Zach, who are writers and stars of the project. So that just is in post-production right now. As you mentioned, Nikki and Nora will be coming out on the 22nd, and Kiss Her, I'm Famous Season 2 will be coming out at the end of January. We're super excited to have Season 2 roll a cell back working on that. And we have a short documentary with the band Goddess and She that is also in post-production right now, and we're looking at that coming out in the first quarter of 2014.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through difficult times?
I do. You know, I'm sitting in my office right now, and I have a quote that's in front of me that I found recently, and I look at it and I read it every day. And this one's definitely to get me through tough times. And the quote is, "Never blame anyone in your life. Good people give you happiness. Bad people give you experience. Worst people give you a lesson. And best people give you memories."